So forgive us if we're not quite as professional as this bunch were here, but we'll do our best. Just want to say thank you for welcoming us again. This is our sixth visit here, so you've been supporting us since 2000, or maybe 1999. Can you hear me? No? You might need to turn it up a bit. You've been supporting us since at least 2000, possibly 1999, when we first joined the CMS. So you've been there through a huge amount of stuff that we've been doing in Tanzania. So this is the latest update. We're going to go back for another 2 years, and then that possibly might be the end of it, although you never quite know with God what he's got in store. But that's kind of where we can see where we're going at the minute. I'm going to show you a few slides here in a minute. Just give you a kind of 3 minutes overview of some of the images and things that we see every day and that we're involved in. It's got a backing track, which is the Lord's Prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. It came from the game Civilization, which probably wasn't the best place for it to come from. Well, it didn't come from that game. This version of the song, of the prayer, came from that game. So we're going to base our talk and our theme on the Lord's Prayer and this song. So when you're watching the slides, listen very carefully, because we're going to sing it all together afterwards, yeah? So you get one run through, not got any words in, so listen carefully, and then we'll sing it together. Just before we do that, I want to bring you greetings from St. Monica's, which is our church in Dar es Salaam. It's an Anglican church, it's very high Anglican. It's very different from our usual context here in the UK, but that's where we are, and we actually don't go into service at all, because we actually do Sunday school all the time. So we are Sunday school, basically. So I'll talk through this as we go through. If you listen to the track as well, I'll give you some idea of what we've been doing. So we're in Dar, which is on the coast, not where that arrow is. Here's our local beach, just 10 minutes away. The fishing port, just by where we live. That's our local market. There's our bajajas, which are more famous in India, but they're everywhere in Dar es Salaam now. These are on the beach, and our heads chopped off. This is Monica's Sunday school. We have about 100 kids now on a Sunday morning. There's a church, not quite finished, but we're worshipping in it, it's carrying on. The school's on the right. There's Sunday school. So we've been singing this song with them since Christmas. In Swahili. So we have age ranges from, I don't know, 2 to about 14 in the same room. It's the youth group actually. So once they get confirmed, they kind of disappear from the church, so we're trying to keep those kids in the church. So this is one of, oh no, we moved on to our kids club. This is another club we do. These are quarry kids. The mum and dad break rocks for a living, not far from the school. So this again is trying to bring the gospel and love into these kids' lives. About 120 kids on a Tuesday, over 100 kids on a Monday afternoon. We just have on a Tuesday. So Laura's involved in, supporting disabled people. Looking out for disability. About 11 or 12 staff there. Quite a lot of are non-hearing. So these are some of the products which you can buy later. Okay. So they're in the hall. And later. We're sorting those people you see there. The craft market in Dar es Salaam, showing locally. This is where I work. This is at Anglican Health Centre, owned by the church. They are a nice colour green. We've redecorated, rebranded. We've gone from being unsustainable to sustainable. We serve about 65,000 people a year. We're a kind of primary healthcare centre. But building right in the middle of the back is our new theatre. So we will start doing caring sections pregnant women shortly inside our new theatre. And this is the building you've contributed to, which is our HIV clinic. This is our youth group. We just finished our youth alpha course. This is us having our Holy Spirit Day and our retreat to the beach in the end of the day. Maybe I'll do one of the activities. So these kids have gone to confirmation and we've been trying to keep them in the church. So we have one group at the minute and we're about to start the second group with the latest cohort that's gone through. Here's Grace feeding a baby. And then we do lots of other things as well. So here we are in another church, which is a daughter church of our church. There's a family very close to us. There's a nice sunset in Dale. There you go. So just give you an idea of some of the things we do. Right, we're going to try and sing that song again. Yeah, I'm going to turn my mic off at this point, and we're going to do it over here, away from the microphones. Yeah, so we can. It is literally the Lord's Prayer. And it is very faithful, although it was done, this song was done for a computer game. It is actually true and faithful to the original Swahili translation. So in your pews, you have a little, and there's lots more, there are thousands of these. These are the Swahili, this is the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. So it's for takeaway, stick on your fridge. There's a lot more if you need them. They are... just a reminder of us, this is a frangipani, which is a very common flower. You see in Dar. There you go. We'll give them out at the end, but just, there you go. There's plenty. There's lots. Right, do you want to get there, girls? I will switch my mic off singing this, because you definitely don't want to hear me sing. Right, come on in. No, we're going to sing.
Baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina Baba yetu yetu liye mjina la kweli tukuzwe
Baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina
Baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye
binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye
binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye
binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu y
Right. So Baba Yetu is our father. Ulie Mbinguni is who art in heaven. Girls? We're just going to read the Lord's Prayer now.
Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. The New International Version UK with the last line added.
Swahili Good News Version.
The message.
Our Father in heaven.
Baba Yetu ya mbinguni.
Our Father in heaven.
Hallowed be your name.
Jina lako litukuzwe.
Reveal who you are.
Your kingdom come.
Ufalme wako uje.
Set the world right.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mapenzi yako yafanyike. Hapa duniani kama huko mbinguni.
Do the best as above, so below.
Give us today our daily bread.
Tupatie leo riziki yetu ya kila siku.
Keep us alive with our 3 square meals.
Give us our debt.
Utupatie na utusamee makosa yetu.
Keep us forgiven with you.
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
Kama sisi tulivyo kwisha kuwa.
And forgiving others.
And lead us not into temptation.
Na usitutie majaribuni.
Keep us safe from ourselves.
But deliver us from the evil one.
Bali utokea kutokana na yule mwovu.
And the devil.
For the kingdom, power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Kwa kuwa ufalme na nguvu na utukufu ni vyako milele.
You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
You are terrible. No. I've got a mic. So we've got 3 versions there. So we're going to... We won't focus on the Swahili version of it. This is our reflection of it, really. I'm sure if Mark or David preached, then you'd get a very different view of the Lord's Prayer. But this is some of the things that we have, it's touched us. We used this, we went through this with Sunday school, went through it line by line last year, and we've been singing this song in Sunday school for the whole year now. So, our Father in heaven. It's not my Father, it's not your Father, but it's our Father in heaven. It's yours and mine. It's all of us. And it's as much my father as it is your father, as the person in Australia's father, as the person in South America's father, as the person in Tanzania's father. The Father unites us all. Jesus unites us all. It's our Father. We're all one in him. And if he's the Father, that means we're the children. So if we're the children, then you're my brother and sister. And you're my brother and sister in Australia and South America and Asia and Tanzania. So in the first line, we're already united. He unites us all because he's our Father. He's all of our Father. And he's not here. He's in heaven. Our Father in heaven. He's there in control. He's there. He controls all things. And as much as he controls all things here, he controls things there and everywhere else. So again, he is uniting us and in control of us.
One of the challenges that we do face where we live is we're part of an expat community with people from 35 different countries schooling their children in the same place. And we're part of a worshipping community, but all do worship in different ways. And something that always draws us together is the Lord's Prayer. And at the same time, we're part of a very much Tanzanian culture, and we're part of an Anglican culture. And the tradition of the Anglican Church in Dar is very much high church. So there are certain ways of worshipping there as well, which we're not so used to, getting a bit more used to. But we're part of a community where we actually live, where there are many, many churches, many Pentecostal, charismatic churches. You know, there are churches on every corner. And particularly where our house is, there must be four or five different churches all within earshot. So when they decide every weekend, or even more frequently, to have a big crusade, we'll have people preaching through the night, all within earshot. And there are these different traditions of worshipping and preaching there. So we're in a very challenging place. When you hear a pastor screaming at a congregation somewhere up on a hill near you, and quite in disbelief, thinking, this is preaching the gospel? And it's a challenge, and you know, people will move houses because of the church next door. They are so loud, and they are there until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So it's a sort of noise pollution thing. There was a lady, I talked to this lady. I said, oh, I thought the 2-week crusade from this particular church up here had finished. And she said, no. And we could hear him. And, you know, we're talking from here probably to not quite the motorway, but quite a distance. And she said, no, I don't think he's got his bus money home. Which was quite funny, but at the same time really quite sad that actually his style of preaching the gospel, you know, was seen by others who are not necessarily Christians as, oh, he's just trying to get his money. That's it. So we're in a challenging place with all these diverse cultures, with our school community that we're very much part of, and at the same time a Tanzanian culture and a church culture. And it's a challenge to us, but one thing, when we all know the Lord's Prayer, and we all know that God is God, and that is where our unity is with these Christians who choose to do things in a different way than we do.
We feel very demon free. Hallowed be your name, or reveal who you are. The Lord is worthy to be praised, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The everlasting God, creator of the world, of Abraham, of David, of me and you. Worthy to be praised, regardless of how you feel, whether you're well or whether you're ill, whether you're working, whether you're not working. He's the same God. He's still worthy to be praised, regardless of who we are. It's not dependent on who we are, or how we feel. It depends on who he is. And he is always worthy to be praised, all of the time. As we praise him, we feel closer to him. So, and as we glorify his name, as we lift up his name, are we glorifying his name? Are the things that people see in me glorifying his name? Is what people, when people see me, or what I do or what I say, does that glorify him? Does that hallow his name? It's one thing to sing it, it's another thing to do it. So what are we doing to hallow his name, to lift up his name? The I'm chair of board of governors of their school, which is an international Christian school. It aims to teach a biblical worldview our mission is to see them go out into the world and make and change the world, basically, and change it economically, change it culturally, but change it for Jesus, and it's through the gospel. And that's the vision of the school. And one thing we're always praying is that the school glorifies God in all that we do. So in the teachers, in the way they teach, in the administrative staff, in the way they administer, and in the kids that we produce through that school, that they'll go out and they'll glorify God. So our aim in that school is to glorify God.
Many of you will know this, East Africa, after the East African revival, you know, there's a greeting amongst Christians, which is in different languages, which is, you know, praise be to the Lord, amen. And we do it a little bit here, especially at Easter we do it, but we don't do it as a greeting, you know, Bwana Yesu asifiwe, amen. So that was where we used to be in the Dodoma area. So now it is still done in Dar es Salaam a little bit more moderately, but it is still a greeting amongst Christians. And at the Noura Centre, because I work with perhaps a majority now are non-hearing adults, we do have the same in sign language. So we thought I would just teach you the same in sign language. So instead of Gina la kulitu kuzwe, we'll say the name of Jesus be praised, which is the same thing. So Bwana Yesu, and everybody will know that one, so it's exactly the same. Bwana Yesu Christo, left to right with a sort of K, Christo apewe, he receives praise. So that's our greeting that we would use with those that don't hear at Nauru workshop. So do you want to try that again? Okay. Wana Yesu Christo apewe sifa. And then the response is Amina. Mm-hmm. One more time. Just check you've got it. Mm-hmm. Without me leading you. Bwana Yesu Christo apewe sifa. Amen. Awesome. So obviously I am certainly not fluent in any way at sign language, but I do try very hard to pick up all the necessary words. And we do go to Sunday school, and we do use some of the sign language with Sunday school as well. So when we're singing our songs, we always have Grace and Esther and Simon James at the front doing all the actions. Now, 2 years ago, we decided to go back to Sunday school with a speaker, a big speaker that you just connect to the computer, which would mean that we could start using songs in English, but songs that were quite lively. And we took back a projector with us as well, so we could project pictures. Now, if any of you have heard of Dougie Doug Doug, Doug Horsley?
Horley.
He's been to visit 2 or 3 times now to us in Dar es Salaam in different, so with Kids Club he came and did a visit, and we brought the Sunday school to see him there. So we started teaching them much more action songs, which of course they love. And we say to them in the morning, they come out of the main service, we bring them over, and we say, you know, if you want to sit down and praise God sitting down, that's fine, but go back to the service. But if you want to praise God with your whole body, then stand up and we'll praise. And that's what they do. So from that point on, we started as a family really to enjoy praising with these children and teaching these children to praise God with their whole bodies. And quite a few of them speak English anyway, but quite a few of them are learning and will try their hardest to sing those English words, but they can all do the actions, and the tiny little ones will just do all the actions. So we've tried to find a new way to try and teach them to worship and to praise. Very different to what's going on in the main service. And so there is this problem now. How do you go from this Sunday school to the main service? But we're trying to bridge that. And then Simon mentioned the youth and the fact that the youth in Tanzania, the youth in churches is a very, very big problem. Because once they've been confirmed, so this is in the main Anglican, Lutheran, Catholic equivalent, there is a sort of 12, 13-year-old, and after that, they don't need to come to church anymore. So we begin to see that kids that we first started teaching in Sunday school were now no longer around. So we started to talk about what can we do. So that's how we started this youth group. Once they've gone through that confirmation, we pick them up and we start meeting them differently. And really for them, this was a new way of doing church. And sitting in groups, having questions asked, discussing things. Again, we use a little bit of music and we use a little bit of DVD, things that they will recognise. And we try and get them to talk and to discuss and to answer questions and think what their faith is to them. So just over a year on with the first group, you know, they can sit in a group and they can discuss and they can feedback what their answers were. And they're beginning more and more to sound as though there's a reawakening of the faith that they profess fluently, and they can give you all the Bible verses. But now they're beginning to actually find answers to some of our questions. So we praise God for that. And I feel that when we lift up Jesus' name, we're doing it in two different ways, with the little kids and then trying to get the older ones to really feel He is Lord in my life and to talk about it.
It's a 30-minute workout, basically, we do on a Sunday morning at 8:30, which was better than 7:30, which is what it was. But Sunday school is 2.5 hours, so we have a 30-minute workout at the beginning with Dougie Doug, which is good. And we can compete with the main PA in the church now as well.